Shalom. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. As always, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. This is your brother, Shalah, your fellow brother in tribulation. And I'm on my way to a destination, and I will first and foremost admit and also ask the Lord for forgiveness in regards to doing the work out on the highways and the byways. I have, you know, been at times going to another location, which is, you know, basically a park. You know, I mean, although there's a lot of traffic, it's on the main street, I really need to be out in the chief place of the concourse. And I'm actually driving past the location that I normally, you know, years ago would speak at regularly. And the Lord convicted my spirit as I drove past, and the spirit was revealing, this is where you need to be. This is what you are here for. I'm meant to be out on the highways and the byways on Saturdays, you know, and the spirit just, like I said, just been compelling me. You're not reinventing the wheel. Get out there on Saturdays with your other brothers, you know, and it don't, you know, you got different camps out there, different schools, different churches, but nonetheless, the consensus is that everybody mainly do the work on Saturday, although there are, you know, brothers out there that do camp, you know, in, you know, like during the week, you know, it could be on a weekday. You even got camps that have done, like, you know, street teachings every day. You know, they did like almost like a X amount of days preaching the gospel on the streets. So if it be the Lord's will, I'm going to get back on Saturdays, because really it's a time where everybody is out. You know, it's also one of Esau's day where a lot of people get out to shop, and we just really, as a people, need to push that vibration, you know. Especially, you know, brothers like myself that aren't in a camp. But nonetheless, it's always good to get out there and remain visible. Preaching the gospel, the good news, which is glad tidings. So I'm really motivated. You know, I ask the Lord again for forgiveness, because the Lord tells us that it's impossible to please Him without faith. So faith without works is dead. So we gotta be out here. I'm in a location right now where it's a whole bunch of people. So I really need to, if it be the Lord's will, you know, be out here. And do the works, you know, consistently. And again, just really pushing that vibration, you know. So that's pretty much it. You know, I just wanted to share this with you. I say all to you brothers and sisters out there, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. We're in the last days. The devil is seeking whom he may destroy. The scripture says the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the devil is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So this devil, he's all about, you know, trying to devour the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let's see. This parking is crazy around here. All right, this guy, He put his, I was looking for a parking spot. I'm in a heavily populated area, and I really need to find a parking area. I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's a large Midwestern city. You know, it's not as, you know, big as Chicago or some of the other, you know, cities, you know, in the Midwest, but nonetheless, it is a heavily populated, heavily populated area. Are you going, ma'am?
I'm going back.
Okay, go ahead. So that's pretty much it. Shalom to the family out there. You know, again, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I just wanted to add one more thing. It's all about keeping it simple, you know, simplicity. It's all about keeping it simple, and that's what I got to get back to, just keeping it simple, trying to do too much. I mean, I would like to, you know, do some documentary film projects, as I've always been inspired to do documentary work. Even before I came into the truth, I was an independent filmmaker. So when I first heard about the truth, it was actually through a documentary. And the name of the documentary was, and this ain't the new one, the one by the brother's last name is Dalton. But the first documentary that has the same kind of title from Negroes or Hebrews to Negroes, that was the first documentary I saw about the curses. Once I heard about the curses and that all lined up, it made sense. Everything just came into play. Like, everything just like clicked. Like, oh, this is why we're going through this. This is why we don't have an identity. This is why these people are coming against us. So it all made sense. Everything just came to me clear, you know, clear as a window, just like everything just, it made sense. So I've always been interested in documentary work, but if it becomes a stumbling block, and being that this devil, he messes with our technology, I had a documentary already completed called Beast Dystopia. I had it a whole hour, and then I was told to break it down into a segment, you know, like 30-minute segments. I could do like a, you know, like episodes. So I had did that, and it was sabotaged. So I wasn't able to get the project done. And so, I had to scrap it. You know, and what ended up happening was I couldn't get it out of my computer. I couldn't render it from my computer. So I was unsuccessful at being able to, you know, get it in a format where it would be on video. So anyways, that project I wasn't able to put out. And so this devil, he will use this technology against us where we can't get things done. And that's exactly what happened. I couldn't get things done because this devil has sabotaged my equipment. And it was nothing I could do about it. So if it be the Lord's will, I will try to, you know, take care of what I need to take care of so far as, okay, hold on. Bear with me. I'm trying to find a good parking spot, and I can't find nothing. And I don't want my vehicle towed. And it's just this devil, he's always, where every time you're trying to move, they're always in the way. Always being a goddamn stumbling block every time you turn around. So nonetheless, like I said, keeping it simple and not trying to do too much, not reinventing the wheel. And our main job, you know, for brothers like myself is to preach the gospel, the good news. All the other stuff, you know, the Lord told us to be fervent in spirit. Also not slothful in business. We're a creative people. We're Israel. We're peculiar people like no other people. So we're different. And we have different interests. So, you know, the Lord told us to make a joyful noise. So we want to express ourselves. That's a part of us being individuals. And this truth is taking our gifts and our talents and expressing ourselves through the spirit and power of Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. So I want to... you brothers and even some of you sisters out there, you have talent. You want to utilize those talents. You want to utilize those skills in order to praise Yahweh while Yahweh Shai. So, but if it becomes a stumbling block where you can't get what's, you know, what the main thing is to be done, then obviously it's going to be issue. So we don't want that. We want the Lord pleased with us. We want the Lord to look at our works we want to be sincere, with all sincerity. You know, we want to be able to edify, rebuke, exhort, encourage, you know, because it's all about lifting each other up. And it's all about rebuking, because Bible tells us that open rebuke is better than secret love. So none of us is exempt. All of us can be rebuked. We're not above reproach. We all, you know, fall short, but that's not an excuse. You know, we want to, as the Bible tells us, strive into perfection, you know, and we're going to, again, fall short. And when we do fall short, it's the Lord's mercy and his grace and that covering that covers our sins. Because there's, what, 613 laws? What is sin? Sin is transgression of the law. So when, you know, you hear Christians, wacky tacky Christians talking about, oh, you're sinning. You know, okay, well, what sin am I breaking? Okay, well, what sin are you breaking? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're quick to talk about, oh, you stop sinning. And then when you mention the Lord's mercy, and they act like the, we're saying that that's an excuse to sin. And even you got Israelites out there that think that way too. All that is just showing righteous judgment in equity. As the Lord said, you know, or you committing adultery, or you, what was the other scripture, or you stealing, you know, it's like, okay, if you're sinning and then another brother's rebuking you, okay, well, what sins are you committing? Are you wearing mixed fabric? Are you breaking the Sabbath? So what is sin? Sin is transgression of the law. But we do not abuse grace because, you know what I'm saying, We do not forfeit or make void of the law through grace. Scripture says we establish the law. It's the act of mercy. So knowing that we all fall short, but that's no excuse. The Lord says sin no more. So we're to put down those sins and not be involved in those things that could bring forth judgment, harsh judgment. Because there are sins worthy of death. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of sins. You have transgressions. You have an abominations. And you have sins that are worthy of death, like adultery. That's worthy of death. So you have 613 laws. Murder is a sin worthy of death. So in the ancient times, if someone was caught in the act of adultery, or they were caught in the act of murder, those were automatic death sentence. The Heavenly Father killed a man for picking up sticks on the Sabbath. So that's how serious the law is, you know. But the Lord, He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree. This is why our people wore that curse and wear that curse of what lynchings. Cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree. So that's a part of the curses. So the Lord, He was hung on a tree, on a cross, and He bared our sins. All the sins of Israel, past, present, and future. Our King, Yahweh Shai, He took those sins for us and redeemed us, bought us back. He paid a price. We were bought with a price. Some people may say this sounds like Christianity. No, this ain't got nothing to do with Christianity, because before, organized religion was created, we had the law, statutes, and commandments. And then when the Messiah came on the scene, He showed us a better way, a perfect way. Not made with the blood of goats, bullocks, you know, sacrifices, animal sacrifices, because sacrifices is used to atone for blood, you know, or sin. So just like the wicked, they will have to be their own sacrifices because they don't have that blood covering. They haven't entered the blood covenant. So they'll have to pay for their own sins by being destroyed. And then you're going to have the elect and a remnant that will have their sins covered by the blood of Yahweh Shai. Because blood is life. The life force is in the blood. So the only way to atone or pay back for blood has to be shed. This is why this land is defiled, because this land is full of blood. So the only way that this land could be healed is the blood will have to be shed. And this is why the Lord will going to, you know, He's going to, the Lord Messiah, He's going to bring forth judgment to Babylon the Great. And He's going to destroy it. He's going to utterly lay this land to waste. Because of the sin, because of the innocent blood, the blood of the saints, the innocent blood. And the saints are the Israelites, God's chosen people that were brought over here in cargo slave ships, and that were over here in the Americas before Europeans came over here. That innocent blood will be atoned for. So the Messiah's blood is very important. You can't, you know, make light of the blood of the Lamb, because we can't do it by the law, you know, alone. Because again, there are 613 laws. You break one, you're guilty of them all. So if you are, you know, if you're judged, if you're going by the law, you're going to be judged by the law. This is why we go by the law of faith and the law of liberty. There's liberty in Yahweh Shai. This is why, you know, the wicked Pharisees and the scribes, there was always nitpicking. There was always, you know, trying to see what law the Messiah or the disciples or his followers were breaking. They were always, you're picking corn on the, you know, on the Sabbath, you know, or you're healing, you know, which is doing the work. You're healing on the Sabbath. This is why the Lord made that parable. You know, if you had an animal that was stuck in a ditch, would you not help that animal out that ditch, even if it's on the Sabbath? Because the Messiah, he's Lord over the Sabbath. So that's showing you the mercy of the law. Just like with King David. King David, he ate showbread. The showbread was reserved for the Levitical or the Levite priest. So you had, you know, the law of liberty. There's liberty in Yahweh Shai. But you have people out there that, oh, they go law, 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 but then they deny the faith. Because the Lord, he gave us three things: judgment, faith, and mercy. You have to have righteous judgment. This is why the Lord saved that woman from being stoned. She was caught in the act of adultery, and they was going to stone her. She received the tender mercies of David through the Lord. So judgment, faith, having faith in our, you know, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. I have to say that because I'm talking about Yahweh Shai, which that's his real name in the ancient Hebrew. So people know him as Jesus Christ. So having faith in Yahweh Shai, having faith in the Heavenly Father, just having faith and being steadfast, and mercy, being merciful. Going back to what I was saying about judging, knowing how to judge and showing mercy, knowing that brothers and sisters out there are not perfect, and having that long suffering. Not saying that you got to put up with a lot of stuff because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where a person is going off or going left to the point where it'll be a stumbling block to you, or it'll be danger. So you can forgive, but you don't have to be, you know, fellowshipping with that person or whatever like that, or just being around them. You know, it's an old saying, you can love people from afar. You can pray for them, you know, you can forgive them, but that don't mean that you got to be buddy-buddy with them, especially if they're going to continue doing the same thing that either aggravates you or try to provoke you or put you in a predicament or a situation that could be bad for you. So it's all about, you know, again, mercy. Having mercy, being merciful, knowing that the same measure and judgment and mercy you give, that's the same you're going to get in return. This is why the Lord spoke about the hypocrites, you know, hypocrisy, you know, and the Pharisees, you know, those wicked Pharisees and scribes, they were all about that. They were all about judging people, and on the outside they look clean, like sepulchres, like white sepulchres. You know, like tombs, that's what the sepulchre is. But then on the inside, they were filthy, likened to dead man's bones, filthy, stinking, rotten. So this is why the Lord would always rebuke the Pharisees and the scribes, because how they were treating everybody. These were the coons, or, you know, the gatekeepers, because they were, you know, they were juiced in with the Romans. See, the Romans were and are occupiers, overseers. They would set up, you know, their their rule of government in countries, and they wouldn't completely decimate those countries, but they would allow those countries to kind of maintain a certain amount of autonomy, but they were ruling over them. They were like the governing body. And that's what happened with Israel in our land, Israel, not the people that's in the land now. But when we were over there thousands of years ago, Rome had conquered that area. So that's why you had the Roman government that was over with people would know as the Jewish government, but they're not Jewish. That was the Israelite or the Hebrew government of that time. And this is why during the trial of our Lord, he had to go through the Roman government. The Roman government didn't see no fault in the Messiah, even to the point where Pontius Pilate was like, I see no fault in this man. And he said, I'm going to wash my hands, because he knew that was innocent blood being shed. So he didn't want no parts of it. Plus, his wife had a dream, and she was tormented in that dream. She even said something like, look, basically she had a nightmare. So she's saying that man, he didn't do nothing. So obviously she saw something that terrified her. But even with that, the wicked Jews, the wicked Negroes, the gatekeepers, the religious institutions of that time, they conspired against the Lord, because the Lord, he was so many words, a commoner. He wasn't in the upper society he didn't have status in the society. He came to this earth as a humble, meek man. You know, he grew up in what we considered the hood, And here it is, you got these people that's believing in him, he's healing them, and then you have the religious institution, some of those wicked Pharisees and scribes, they were threatened. They were intimidated by the Lord's works. And they were envious. They were jealous. They was jealous of the Lord's power and his works. And they plotted against the Lord, brought him up on false charges, and ultimately he was executed. And the scriptures tell us there's nothing new under the sun. You have the religious institutions. I know I'm supposed to end this broadcast, but please bear with me. The religious institutions of today are those same hypocritical, wicked people from the ancient times. These are the people that are plotting against God's chosen people, coming up with unjust and grievous laws. Now to the point where you hear of people, or rumors of, and even laws that are very ambiguous. These laws that they make it's in general that it could apply to many different things. So that they make these kind of laws, they're vague. That's the word I need to use. They're vague. So they make these vague laws that they can tweak. So now there's, they're talking about banning the Bible or certain verses because it's a scripture that speak about how the Jews plotted against the Messiah. So the people that are claiming to be Jews now that the gospel, the good news, people are knowing that the Israelites are waking up, God's true chosen people, these people that are claiming to be Jews, they feel a certain way. They don't even believe in the Messiah, but they feel that they're getting heat because the Bible tells us that the Jews plotted against the Messiah. So they're not even the real Jews, but it's coming out that God's chosen people, the real Jews, are waking up. So the people that are claiming to be Jews, they have been lying, and they've been using that to get over in the land of Israel and occupy it and treat the Palestinians the way that they're treating them in an apartheid state. So now, you know, they have, you know, basically the U.S. government in their pocket. And so now the government is conspiring against, even in modern terms, Christians. And so, for the most part, now they're coming up with unjust laws that's going to make it very difficult in the future to criticize, because mainly that's what it's all about. They feel a certain way. They feel like, you know, the people that's in the land, they feel like they can't be criticized. This is why you hear the talk of, you know, if you criticize that land, or, you know, the people in the land, they're saying that it's what, a hate crime. They're calling you anti-Semitic. And they're coming up with these laws that can criminalize you if the laws are established that anything that you say can be considered a criminal offense. This is why we know that we're in a time of Jacob's trouble. This is great tribulation, because they're going to continue to lie and to pander, you know, the people that's in power, pander to those people over in the land, because it's all about money. It's all about power. And we have to realize that those that have power, they're not on God's side. They're working with Satan. Satan have blessed them. So they're the ones that, as the scriptures tell us, the secret council of the wicked, the elites, the Illuminati, and, you know, the people, you know, they have a certain religious and, you know, ancestry background, which is the Israelis, the Jewish people, you know, that's on record, you know. And so they're Satanists. They worship Baphomet. They don't believe in the Messiah. So who are they being blessed by? They're not being blessed by the Heavenly Father. Because you can't deny the Messiah. If you can't believe in the Messiah, you definitely can't believe in the Heavenly Father. Because he sent the Heavenly, he sent the only begotten Son, the Heavenly Father. He sent Yahweh Shai, who the world calls Jesus Christ. So there's no way of getting around it. So let's pretty much it, and I rebuke Satan. You know, scriptures talk about how we can, you know, slip with our tongue. You know, I just want to clarify that the Heavenly Father sent the Messiah. Nobody sent the Heavenly Father. He is, you know, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He have no beginning, he have no end. But I just wanted to say that, because, you know, the Spirit is flowing and the devil will come in to try to throw off the speech. Just like words have power. There's word magic, you know, so we have to be mindful of that. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So that's pretty much it. I need to leave and go to my destination. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters out there, you can go to my channel on YouTube, which is HIBN Hebrew Israelite Biblical News, or The Way, THEWAY, The Way, HIBN, Hebrew Israelite Biblical News, for my street teachings. I have, you know, of course, this channel on Spotify. And, you know, in between that, you know, I'm doing the homesteading, you know, I'm working on the land. And I got a few things that I would like to get finished before the end of the summer. This trailer, Tawada Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai, for this opportunity. I got sheep. I got three sheep. I got two sheep. And then I have a baby lamb. And so right now I got to get them on the land, because they kind of, they ran off, lost sheep. And so, you know, and right now they're safe because they're in an area where one of the neighbors, they've been grazing over there and drinking water from their their pond, and they're difficult to catch. So, you know, there's this older man who's retired. It is his property, so, you know, through the spirit and power of Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai, the Lord had it where those sheep, although they're lost and there's predators around, the Lord allowed it where they're in the area where they're good until, you know, until I can get to them. So other than that, that's it. You know, shalom to the family out there. If you want to contact me, you can go to, what's that, anewsongisung@protonmail.com. Tawada to you brothers and you sisters out there that's been donating. I greatly appreciate it. I might not always get a chance to email you, but when you do support this ministry, this gospel, I always try to let you know that I appreciate, you know, your works, you know. So I just thank you. And other than that, I just have gratitude, you know. And although I'm going through tribulation and I have my issues that I'm going through so far as like the wicked coming against me and I have many enemies, hey, I believe in the Lord. I'm encouraged. I know that what's happening is for a reason. It's for the Most High's divine purpose and his will. And I just continue to bless, you know, those, you know, around me the best of my ability. You know, it ain't about money, but it's about being a blessing, you know, being the best version of myself and standing on the truth and having integrity, you know, and living my life as Yahweh Shai like as possible. That's what we can all do. You know, he is our mediator. He is our example. He is our ensample of what we should be. You know, sometimes we fall short and we just ask the Lord for mercy. Pray for others as you pray for yourself. Pray for me as I pray for you. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, Hamashiach Yahweh Shai. Shalom.